Item 104, please.
Authorize an interfund loan not to exceed $3,333,500 from the Transportation Operating Fund to the General Fund to provide financing for prepayment of limited tax housing revenue bonds, 2005 Series D, and amend the fiscal year 2019-20 budget.
Colleagues, this ordinance would temporarily transfer, I want to make sure I've got the right thing. Yes, thank you. This ordinance would temporarily transfer available contingency funds in the Bureau of Transportation's Transportation Operating Fund to the Government Bond Redemption Fund to allow for the prepayment of the city's limited tax housing revenue bonds, 2005 Series D. This is an emergency ordinance so that the prepayment of the bonds can occur as early as possible to take advantage of interest rate savings opportunities and maximize savings for the taxpayers. Because this prepayment is outside the scheduled and budgeted debt service on the bonds, this ordinance also amends the fiscal year 1920 budget to allow for the full redemption of the outstanding bonds. Accordingly, this item constitutes a special public meeting for the budget amendment and is open to public testimony on the budget revision. Debt manager Matt Gurek, it's Gurek, right?
Yeah.
Matt, thanks. I wanted to make sure I got that right. Is here to present this item. After the presentation, we'll hear any public testimony for the budget amendment and the interfund loan under this ordinance. Good morning. Good afternoon, actually, at this point.
Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler and commissioners. The purpose of this legislation is to provide an internal refinancing of the city's limited tax housing revenue bonds, Series 2005D, which are serviced by the city's general fund. The Series 2005D bonds bear interest at rates above current market levels. However, because of the size of the bonds and relatively short final maturity, a public market refinancing is not economical. As an alternative approach, the Debt Management Division and the Treasury Division have coordinated and identified an interfund loan as a vital means to internally refinance the Series 2005D bonds. PBOT has approved the use of its Transportation Operating Fund as a temporary funding source for the general fund refinancing the bonds, with an understanding that the funds will be fully repaid no later than June 30th of 2025, which coincides with the final maturity of the Series 2005D bonds. Interfund loan interest will accrue at the city's investment fund rate and compound monthly, resulting in neutral economics and no opportunity cost of lost earnings to PBOT. The $3.3 million interfund loan is expected to produce approximately $200,000 in total debt service savings in the city's general fund through fiscal year 2025. In order to capture savings as soon as possible, the legislation before you amends the fiscal year 2019-20 budget to allow for the execution of the interfund loan and to increase the budgeted expenditures and the governmental bond redemption fund to prepay the Series 2005D bonds in full. And let me know if you have any questions.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. So we're doing this so we can save money, right?
That is correct.
Thank you very much.
Any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Very good. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly.
Thank you. Aye.
Wheeler.
You just saved the taxpayers a lot of money. Thank you. I vote aye.
My pleasure.
The ordinance is adopted. Next.